be like pumped today. I'm going for a pumped vibe.
I need more coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about an amazing book today. So I'm trying to be good and like pump that mood.
Oh, should we say welcome to Pretty Little Book Nerds?
Welcome.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Genevieve. If this is your first time here, welcome. If it's not, thank you for coming back. Look at me being all social media savvy. Yeah, we're talking about a great book today. Should we say what the book is, or should I go on my weird rant about my new reading toys first before we get into it?
Yeah, we can do that because I want to see what you got.
Okay. So I obviously have too much time on my hands sitting here doing absolutely nothing for days on end. So
it is kind of fuzzy again. I don't know if you're going to like that.
I'll fix it if I can.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of new, as long as I'm not cutting out, I think it's fine. I'm going to say that. Right?
Yeah, it's not cutting out at all.
Okay. So then I think we're good. So yeah, I went on Amazon, and since I'm just having to sit around and do nothing, you know, I was like, I'm just going to get every single reading toy I've ever wanted. So one of them has not come in yet. I was really hoping it was going to before we filmed, but I got this thing where it'll hook to my bed here, and it holds my e-reader for me.
Oh.
And then to make sure I never have to touch my e-reader while I'm reading and I can just chill, I also got this amazing toy here, which is
a page trainer.
because I'm lazy.
That's so funny.
Let me just be real. And yeah, I'm just gonna have my e-reader hanging all the time, and I'm never gonna have to touch it again a day in my life. And then the last thing that I got is honestly because Josh goes to bed way before my brain can go to bed. And I have so many physical books, I can't keep buying them on my e-reader, e-reader books all the time. So I got a little tippy book light.
Oh.
So yeah, it's kind of like a bookmarking. So it does that, and it just clips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever you are, and it's really bright. Look at this thing. There we go.
Oh, I
have it turned all the way down, but.
I have one. Let me show it. But it's not as fancy. And I think the battery's dead and I didn't know how to get a new battery for it.
This thing, the only fancy thing about this thing is that it plugs in and it doesn't need batteries. It was $10 on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like this.
I saw one of those on TikTok the other day because there was a video of this lady reading in bed, and she had her hoodie on, and she had it clipped to her hoodie like that, and just reading. I thought it was the most amazing thing. I was like, I would totally do that if I slept in hoodies. That would be me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how much Josh is going to enjoy my nightlight.
I usually use and Dan thinks it's funny, but I use my camping headlight. I'll balance it on my chest here so it can point at the book. And that's what I use.
Awesome. That's incredible though. That's great. Yeah. So yeah, I'm because I'm gonna be like this for I still have two more weeks of bed rest. And then after that I still can't be weight bearing on my foot for another 6 weeks. And so I'm gonna need some stuff to do.
Yeah.
And even after that, I mean, this reading lesson, I know that for sure. Because I need to read it. But I don't know if you can hear my family in the background.
A little bit.
So my papa is near death. He knows it. And I think he's trying to turn on the TV. And he can't figure it out. And then Mama is here to take care of me because I'm an invalid. And she can't sit still to save her life. So she's currently cleaning our bathroom right
now. Oh.
She like brought cleaning products with her. And she cleaned our kitchen, now she's cleaning the bathroom. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we should actually talk about books now.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce the book that we're talking about?
Sure. So we read First Time Caller by V.K. Borison. I don't know. Let me look it up real quick. I forgot how many stars I gave it on Goodreads.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm...
Let me look.
I think I gave it like 4 or 5.
Let me put that away.
Ah.
Let me open Goodreads on the computer. I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm currently editing the episode that we were filming yesterday.
I gave it 4.
I am pulling.
For some reason, I can't see how much. You gave it 4.2.
I did? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, we both really loved this book. I don't know why I gave it 4 instead of 5. I don't know. I guess maybe as we talk about it, I'll figure that out.
I know I gave it 4 just because I felt like the ending was super rushed. I felt like, I felt like there wasn't really enough time in the ending to really appreciate them coming back together and realizing that it was, you know, them all along kind of thing. It was super rushed at the end. And so I think that's why I gave it 4.
Maybe that's why I did too, because I know I usually take off a star if I'm like, it was just a longer story than what it could have been, but I don't think it was that this time, because I really loved like the build up and everything.
Yeah, me too.
So the main characters are Aiden, who works at this radio station and has a radio show called Heartstrings that's like he's on at like midnight or something, like the middle of the night sometime, and people call in and ask questions about love and stuff, but he's single and he's been single for a while. So I guess he gives good answers. And then he gets introduced to Lucy because, I enjoyed that this happened like right off the bat. Like they only gave us a little bit of time before they met. So her daughter, Maya, calls this radio station and does she ask questions about her mom, I guess, because her mom's been single.
Yeah.
Forever too. Like Maya's 10 or something.
Yeah. So Maya calls because she is trying to get her mom to like get back out there, basically.
Yeah.
And I actually really appreciated that beginning part because she hears her 10-year-old daughter on the phone with this like older guy, and instead of like what they do sometimes on like TV or in books where they act like that's normal, the mom was like, creep, what is going on?
Yeah, I appreciated that. She like barged into Maya's room and pretty much started freaking out immediately and started it on Aiden, like, why are you talking to my daughter and what are who the hell are you? Yeah, I appreciated that too, that it was very realistic.
Yeah. I feel like we should say also, we read this book like 2 months ago. So it's going to take us a minute to like remember things.
Yeah.
Because, so we read it, I want to say back, like.
Well, you got it in, didn't you get it in the Book of the Month club?
No, actually, so I was going to, but then I was introduced to this local bookstore here, which I don't know if I talked about it yesterday or not when we were filming, but this bookstore called The Novel Neighbor. I'm actually considering having my hero.
Yeah.
I'm actually considering having my birthday there because I think it would be super fun. They let you like rent the space out, which is insane. So, but they do these author events, and so they did a Galentine's Day event, and it was Christina Forrest, who I know we talked about yesterday, Allie Hazelwood, who does like, oh my gosh, she has the book like Deep End, and then some of the other ones where it's like scientists that fall in love or whatever. I can't remember what the name of it is, but. And then BK Borison was there. So I got her book at that event because she signed it. And so I also had her entire Love Life Farm series, and I got those signed. It was really cool. So we read it. I know we read it after that because I got that book at the event.
Yeah, I need to read. I have one of, or a couple of Allie Hazelwood's books on my TBR because she's going to be at that romance con in Milwaukee.
Is she?
I thought so.
I didn't see, okay. Yeah. I did not see her name. Let me pull all this up. I'm both going to like pull up the list.
Okay. Okay, you pull it up. I'll keep talking about this book.
Okay, go for it. Because I also, like, I made a Google Doc of the people that are on that list that I want to see again and like, talk to and get books signed from, and also ones that I want to read too, that I haven't read before.
Look at the actual website, because they said that they keep adding people too.
They added people, and some authors had to drop out.
Okay.
I didn't think Allie Hazelwood was on that list. I didn't think I saw her, but if
I could be wrong too.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, because we just keep talking about romance con.
Anyways, Lucy catches her daughter on the phone with this radio station, and then Maya is instantly like, talk to this guy. He runs the radio station, but he has the radio show, and that's why I'm calling, and explains it to her. So Lucy starts talking to Aiden.
So Allie Hazelwood is not on this list. Let's just hop right back in.
What? I wonder if I got it mixed up, like, if I just added...
Let me go to my Google Doc.
Okay. Okay, so she's not on this list. I wonder if I just went down a rabbit hole on Barnes & Noble or something. Oops.
So I have like a long list of a bunch of authors that I've never heard of before. But crazy. Okay. But one of them is actually Harry Blake, who does the, I think it's called Bright Falls series. And I've been wanting to read that one for a while. So I actually got that on my e-reader last night and started it. And first chapter, really good. So.
Who's the author?
Ashley Herring Blake.
Oh, Ashley. Where are you?
And then I have a very small list, it's maybe that big, of authors that I already know and actually want to meet. Oh, and I know that Haley Smith, who does that Phantasma series, is going to be there. I'm sure you're really
excited about I know. I want to go pick up that book. I haven't yet. And then,
the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, you said you didn't want the book of the month thing on it, though. Never mind. Yeah. I was going to say, like, the second one is an add-on for book of the month.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I'd have to wait. Like, I think I'm...
Yeah. And then another author that's on here is Julie Soto, who's actually a friend, if I'm not mistaken, of Allie Hazelwood, and Allie Hazelwood loves her books. I have a feeling I'm going to like her books, too. But I have not read hers yet.
There's,
Oh, who's a big one for you? Do you have a big one?
Well, I've never read anything of hers, but this one book, it's called My Vampire Plus One, that I really want to read.
I have that written down. Maybe we need to make that. Okay, so here's the thing with that book, though. It's the second book in the series. The first one is My Roommate is a Vampire.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So that might be a book we read for this.
Okay.
But yeah, so I have like a small list. The huge one for me, I will literally cry so much if I don't get to meet her, is Ashley Poston. She's just, because you have her book, The 7-Year Slip.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to read that.
Yeah, and I have two other books of hers, and then she has another book that comes out in June, I believe. It's called Sounds Like Love. I'm so excited about it. I read the little, like, thing on Goodreads. Sorry, I can hear my mom all arguing with that. I read the little thing about it on Goodreads, and I automatically was like, okay, this is a book for me. It's like magical realism with music, and it just sounds amazing. It sounds incredible. So I'm really excited about that. I want to see B.K. Borison again, because she's just the sweetest. And I'm hoping to finish the rest of the Love Life Farm series before we go. But I have a long list of people that I want to check out for the first time, as well. So... Christina Warren, because I love them. They're incredible. So I really want to see them. Jasmine Guillory, I want to see her because her and Christina Warren wrote two books for the Meant to Be series, which is a Disney series that I love.
Oh, right. I need to start reading those, because they sound really interesting.
They're so good, like modernizing Disney. I thought it was going to be trash. I'm not even gonna lie. I thought it was going to be terrible. Also, because every book is written by a different author, so you worry that like the flow might not be good and all this stuff. But I actually think it's better that they're not all written by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to see her. And then the biggest one, the reason I got into romance, is going to be at this romance con. Her name is Kate Robb. She's incredible. I love her so much. And she's going to sign my books. And I'm going to be a happy. I don't know. She has a book coming out in October. Like a Halloween themed one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She has a book coming out. Let me pull that one up. She has a book coming out on the same day as like two other authors, including B.K. Borison. B.K. Borison has a book called Good Spirits that's coming out on October 7th. And this Kate Robb book that I cannot remember the name of also comes out on October 7th. And then there's another book that's on my like have to purchase and have a physical copy list, but I can't remember which one that is. Then Tara DeWitt is like a maybe, because I'm going to be meeting her the day after my birthday at an author event, so if I don't get over to her, that's fine. but she's still on my list. And then Lauren Connelly, I would like to get to. And Leah Riley. I need to read more of hers, but Leah Riley wrote Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just, like, her writing is just incredible.
Really
is, and so I'd love to meet her.
Another person that I want to read is Mallory Marlowe.
Oh, she's on my list, yeah.
Okay.
So
her book Love and Other Conspiracies.
Yes, that's the one of hers that I have written down as well. I also have this book, this lady. Her name is Megan Montgomery. And she has a book called Morgue to Love.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why, but that just seems so interesting to me. But I can't get it on my e-reader, so I'm going to figure that out. But I'm just going to have to buy the physical copy, and that's what that means. So, yeah, I have a lot of people. Let's see, what are the other October 7th books? Oh, the second book in the How My Neighbor Stole Christmas series by Megan Quinn also comes out on October 7th.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have, like, a lot to read in October. Yeah, I'm excited, though, for it to get to that season, like, because I like all of the, like, kind of themed books.
I was iffy on Christmas books, I'm not going to lie, but I read two Christmas books last year that I really, really liked. So I think that's getting me in the vibe. But so the Kate Robb book that comes out on October 7th is called Kitty St. Clair's Last Stance. And then the B.K. Borson book is Good Spirits. So, like, I literally have a list of books that, whether they're new or old, that I'm like, I want to have a physical copy of. So,
I need to start making a list.
Okay, the book.
So then, Lucy started talking to Aiden and figured out, like, why Maya was talking to some strange man on the phone. And when this was happening, they only had, like, 10 listeners or something. Like, it wasn't very much. And then word spread, and more people started listening, like, throughout the book. And I forgot what happened first. Like, I think Lucy would call in a couple of times before Aiden's boss asked her to actually come in and join the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you remember?
Yeah.
Too? Okay. Yeah, so then throughout the book, like, listeners can hear their relationship blossoming, and of course they don't realize that very much. They think they're being sneaky, or she doesn't even realize too that she's, like, falling for him, because this is definitely one of those books where, like, he fell first, and it's definitely another slow burn romance as well. And then at the end of, I think, every chapter or most of the chapters, there's, like, a dialogue between Aiden and Lucy on the show and a listener. And I really like that.
I loved that. I hope they do.
I thought that was fun.
In the second one, which doesn't come out until 2026. So I don't know what we're going to do. But
oh my God, that's so long.
But yeah, I'm happy that it's turning into a series, though. I know that's not really, like, a critique of the book necessarily, but, like, I think this is a really great story to put together as a series instead of just, like, a one-off.
Yeah, do you know if this is going to be one of those series where it's, like, the second book is about a different couple in their lives?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's about her friend Patsy? Patty.
It is about, I want to call him Max, but that's, I don't think that's his name. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Let me pull it up. Give me 2 seconds. Let me pull it up. I can't remember his name. Because I know the second one in that Megan Quinn series is about Max. And so that my brain is like overloading.
Oh, okay.
But let me check Goodreads.
It doesn't also have
a title yet.
Oh. I'll also say I love the dynamic between her ex Grayson and her best friend Patty. So Grayson is Maya's dad, who they got together whenever they were like teenagers or something, had Maya, and then Grayson realized he's gay. So him and his partner, I forgot his name, live like right next door.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And they have like a,
Oh, I said they have a great dynamic. Sorry, I didn't mean to like cut into what you were saying, but
they even have like a weekly dinner at their house.
Yeah, too. Which is like awesome. I do think it is really cool that like, you know, even though they're like a separated family, they literally live right next door or like right behind each other. Like something like that. I can't remember what it is. But yeah. Okay, so it has a release date. So I was wrong. It has a title and a release date.
Oh. Okay.
And is expected to come out on March 1st of 2026.
Okay.
Which is a while. And it is called And Now Back to You. It is a When Harry Met Sally inspired love story about the weatherman in the book, who I can't remember his name.
Oh, okay. It's like one of his friends that like comes into his studio. Yeah.
And does not great weather reports.
Yeah, I think he had to take over a couple times in Heartstrings, and he just like rambles on. I think there was one part where he rambled on for like 20 minutes about tornadoes or something.
But I loved him, so I think the second book's gonna be
good. Yeah, okay. Maybe he'll fall in love with Patty.
That would be interesting. That would for sure be interesting.
Yeah, so at one point, they're trying to get Lucy to like go on dates and then talk about her dates. So they have this spare phone that listeners can text in, which of course doesn't go right, because of course people are like texting in crazy pictures and obscenities. I don't know. But she does end up going on a couple dates, and they're flops, of course. And one, she even gets stood up at a restaurant, but she's like texting Aiden at the same time, and he shows up. And they go out and have fun. I forgot what they do. I think
they go to like an arcade.
Okay, I was like, do they go play skee ball? But I didn't
know. Yes, they do.
I made that up. Okay. Yeah, and have a couple of beers. And then, that night, she's like drunk and asks him to stay. So then Grayson and Maya show up at their house and like Aiden's there on the couch.
Sleeping like on top of her.
Yeah. I love this book so much. Yeah, like so even cute. The spice whenever they first start like kissing, and you know, it's like that night that they're spending together. Not that night, but like the night where they're gonna do it. I don't know what we're allowed to say on podcasts. I loved like that whole scene because it was so different. Yeah, and he really like thought about her. I think it was like he planned a date and had a picnic set up right on the ground, on the floor of his house, not the ground.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It happens in the second Dream Harbor book. So it's hard to, like, where they, like, make out on the beach and something on, like, a beach towel. But so I don't want to, like, mesh those two because I don't remember if that, like, something kind of like that happened in First Time Call.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because I'm remembering, like, whenever they first talked on the phone before meeting, like, on the radio, he asked her, like, what would be an ideal date, and she says something about, like, a picnic, because nobody does that. Yeah, so he sets up some kind of picnic on his living room floor and has, like, the cushions around. Yeah.
But yeah, it's really well written. And I mean, not that I have to say that, like, she's a professional author, but yeah, I'm excited to see, like, what the second one holds. And yeah, what we get out of that story. I'm just all in all excited to see everything from B.K. Borson, including her Halloween book, Good Spirits, that comes out in October. That's going to be amazing, I'm sure. And I'm just going to be honest, I'm kind of just trying to fill because I don't remember much of the book. So. It was 2 months ago, guys. What's happened since then?
Another part, too, is, like, I never thought I would cry during books. I know you've mentioned that you have before.
Yeah.
But, so there's this part where, like, Aiden is afraid of relationships, too. Even though, like, I don't think anything bad has happened with him. His parents are still together. They've been married for I don't know how many years and stuff. But he calls his dad asking for advice, and, like, his dad is so sweet.
I love that.
Yeah, and I definitely teared up during that part.
Yeah, because, like, I think they kind of alluded to the fact that, like, it's the commitment part of a relationship that he's afraid of because of the fact that he's seen a healthy relationship from his parents, but his mom has gone through cancer and stuff, and so he's also seen how stressful and emotional and just raw a relationship has to be in order to work, and I think that is what scares him.
Yeah, I forgot about his mom having cancer and his parents working through that, because I think he was, like, a younger teenager when his mom was diagnosed.
Yeah.
So he's just scared of, like, meeting someone, falling in love, and then having to, like, go through that with the person he loves. But I would definitely... Relatable. Yeah, very relatable. I would definitely read this again.
How easily. And I would say that about a lot of books. I don't know if you say that about a lot of books either or anything, but, like, yeah, I definitely would read this again.
I think some books I'm like, okay, in, like, 10 years, maybe I'll read it again, you know, after you've, like, forgotten and stuff. But this one I can see myself reading, like, every couple years or something, because it was just really fun.
I could see it definitely being, like, a Valentine's read for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That kind of time of year, for sure.
Yeah. Who is your favorite character?
Grayson. I like him.
I did like Grayson and his partner. I think his name started with an M, and it was, like, a very different name, but... Maya, though, the daughter, I forgot about this part, and I was like, I'm a big fan of Clue, and she had dressed up as Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
for some event or something. So I found that very exciting. But it also seemed like, I think she was like 10, and I don't know, my daughter is 11. I don't know if she's just more mature, but it seemed like Maya was kind of immature for her age.
It's interesting that it kind of just like popped into my head right now. Like yesterday, the book that we were talking about in the last episode also had a kid in it. Also a romance.
Yeah.
And there was a part in Strawberry Patch Pancake House where they talk about how like romances that have kids in them are just kind of bleh because the kid there kind of ruins everything. But with both of these books, I don't really see like the kid aspect of it changing anything or ruining anything for me.
I don't either. I feel like they were both well thought out. And the fact, maybe it was like a part in BK Borison's that like why she had the dad live right next door. So then Maya could like easily have somewhere to go. So Lucy can have time to herself with Aiden. Yeah.
And I do know BK Borison like is a mom. So maybe she's just like, man, I really wish there was a place that I could like ship my kids off to if I needed some space or something. I did not, and I don't know if you did either, but I read the physical book the entire time, did not check out the audiobook. And actually, saying that I read the physical book the whole time is kind of a lie, because I also put it on my e-reader so I can read it at night when I'm having trouble sleeping, and that's how I read it so fast.
Well, I feel like that's more, that's like physical book too, you know?
Physical adjacent.
Yeah, I don't think I listened to any of it either. I think I was like using the book the entire time.
Yeah, which is, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Is it because you put your thumbs up?
Maybe. Should I do it?
Do both.
No, it doesn't do it.
Oh, weird.
Okay.
I want fireworks.
I would definitely recommend this book to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would recommend it to literally anybody. I don't care if I like you or not. I'm going to tell you to read this book. I can't remember what the other questions are. And I'm using my phone, so I can't look at it.
What you're currently reading. So, I mean, we just recorded our previous episode yesterday, so it's all going to be the same, except I decided to start reading Good Dirt, which is...
I saw that on Goodreads.
I think... I've had it for a little while. I don't know if it was my book of the month in February or March.
I feel like it was February. That's what I want to say. Because I think I got that too.
Okay, so I'm reading that. And actually, since I finished my other audiobook, I'm listening to this one on Spotify.
Oh, okay. Because
you get like the 10 free hours. And I do really like it, like just listening to it. I'm only, I don't know, like 5% of the way in, but
yeah,
it's enjoyable so far.
That's cool. Yeah. The only book that I've added since yesterday was, I did start reading that, now I forgot the name, the Delilah Green Doesn't Care or whatever. It's Ashley Herring Blake. I've wanted to read this series for a really long time. And the fact that she's going to be at Romance Con just kind of pushed me to be like, okay, this is what I'm reading.
Say it again.
I think it's called Delilah Green Doesn't Care, and it's part of the Bright Fall series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I started that last night, and it's really good. And I forgot to say yesterday that I'm reading a book for an online book club through Facebook. And we're reading this book called Gallows Hill, which is like a horror about this, these people that die at this winery and leave it to their child that they abandoned when she was like 10 years old and like all this stuff. And it's a really good book so far. Like, I'm already getting the creeps. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only addition to mine. But yeah, I'm just happy that we're recording finally.
Yeah, me too.
At least my crappy ankle is good for something.
So for anybody listening, I don't know how you're planning on, like, whenever we start releasing episodes, but I think our next book is going to be This Girl's a Killer.
Yes.
Our next one that we record. I'm super excited to talk about that one because, like, I kept bringing it up, or I feel like we both kept bringing it up when we were actually together on our, like, reading weekend, and we were like, no, we can't talk about it, and it was so hard.
It was really hard, because it was a great book.
Yeah.
And, like, I know I'll say this when we record it. I want another one. I want a second one.
I do, too. And, we'll have to talk about it later. Yeah.
But yeah, the order that we record in is the order that the episodes will come out.
Okay, cool.
Just easier that way. So, yeah. Look forward to This Girl's a Killer.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Bye.